I've been thinking about the last several months and how Mainspring has just instantly got started, and what that means to us as a church, and what God has been doing to bring us together. Everyone that gathers here at Mainspring, it's a miracle to me that all of you are here. It's a miracle to me that we are meeting regularly, that we've gotten this start over these last several months where God has been just wowing me. I mean, that's the word that comes to mind. I just want to say wow all the time. And I'm filled with this wonder. I'm filled with this amazement over God and His way of bringing people together, His way of making a way where there doesn't seem to be a way, His ability to move beyond our ability and work miraculously, literally work miraculously. And I feel like He's done that for us. I feel like I stand here on Sundays just amazed that there are people gathering to hear me preach, to hear what Jesus has to say, to be a part of this very early start to this church called Mainspring here in Arizona. I'm shocked because in myself, I don't have any great abilities. I'm not cool. I don't preach well. I don't have the ability to draw people to me. All I have is Jesus. Our whole vision for Mainspring is to pursue and proclaim Jesus. That is the very heart and soul of who we are, to be a people who are pursuing and proclaiming Jesus. And as I've been meditating on what He's done, and I've been meditating on this miraculous beginning of this church, and how we suddenly have all these people gathering from all over the country who I didn't even know were going to be in this city, and we're all gathering together. And looking at the miracle after miracle of what Jesus has done to make this happen, I've been praying and I was asking the Lord, I was like, Lord, what do we do next? How do we step into these next seasons? And I just felt the Lord say to me, this is just the beginning. I felt these words come over me of Him saying to me, David, I'm going to show you wow and wonder. This is going to be a year of wow and wonder for Mainspring, for you, and for the people that gather. And I thought about that, and I just felt this amazing excitement come over me. Because what that tells me is that I'm going to be saying wow a lot, and I'm going to be filled with a lot of wonder as to what Jesus has accomplished. And I'm going to keep stepping back and going, wow, look what He did. Look at this amazing thing that Jesus did. And as I prayed and processed this, I felt like the Lord was saying to me, it's not the signs and the wonders. It's not the miracles. It's not the healings. It's not anything more than I want people to see who I am. That the revelation of Jesus Christ will come out in this season of wow and wonder, and we will literally be so captivated and enamored and preoccupied with the person of Jesus Christ that we will just look at Him and everything else in this world will be put to the side. Well, everything will feel like garbage in comparison to this glorious and wondrous Savior that we have, Jesus Christ. And the whole purpose of showing us the wow and the wonder of who He is simply so that we will see the incomparable person, presence, power, and provision that Jesus is. And this revelation, you know what I love about revelation is that it brings transformation. It's that spiritual seeing or that inward knowing and experience of Christ that changes our lives. It changes the way we live and the way others live and the way we look at things and how we react to things and what decisions we make when we get this revelation of who Jesus is and what He is capable of. How much He loves us, how much He wants to pour into us. When we see that, it changes everything. And I want that experience. I want that knowing. I want that groundbreaking revelation that gives us a clear picture of the wonder of Jesus so that he becomes our full preoccupation and has first place in everything. I want more than just a knowing about Jesus. I want to experience him. And I think that's the biggest part of this word of you're stepping into a time of wow and wonder is that we get to experience the wow of Jesus so that we will be left in wonder over who he is. So I asked myself the question, how do we know and experience God? Well, I really believe that only God can show us God. John 1:18 says it so well. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten God who is in the bosom of the Father, he has explained him. The only true God who is at the Father's side is Jesus. And in Jesus, the only begotten, the only one who comes from God the Father, God revealed himself to mankind. I believe that just like you and I desire for others to see our beauty, to see our abilities, to see our worth, God desires for us to know and see him and all the wonderful things that he is. He wants to be known. I want to be known. I want people to know me for who I am, not who they think I am. Not who they've looked in from the outside and made assumptions about who I am, but I want them to actually know me for who I am. I want them to appreciate what I bring. I want them to appreciate what I have to say. I want them to appreciate the kind of abilities and talents that I have. That's a natural human desire. And we are created in God's image. And God wants us to know him for who he truly is. Not who we think he is from the outside. But only God has seen God. So only God can reveal who he is. So God became flesh, dwelt among us, Jesus. He became Jesus, and Jesus shows us God. Because only God can show us who God is. Jesus asked Peter in Matthew 16, who do you say that I am? And Peter said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus replied, flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven revealed this to you. I love in Luke 24:13, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them in all the scripture the things concerning himself. Jesus took these disciples on the road to Emmaus. He was talking with them, and he took them through all the books of the law and all the prophets, and he showed them all of these things that were pointing to him. And their eyes were opened. They began to see, and they were like, oh, wow. And they recognized Jesus. He opened their minds to understand the scriptures. Only God can reveal God to us. This is why I always pray this Ephesians 1:17 thing that Paul was praying over the church in Ephesians. I love that he thought like this because he knew and understood from personal experience on the road to Damascus this power that the revelation, the encounter, the experience of Jesus Christ gives us. And so here's Paul praying over the Ephesians, and he lets them know, this is what I pray for you, that you may have the spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of him, in the knowledge of Jesus, having the eyes of your hearts enlightened. This has become a prayer for my life. I want to see Jesus. It's so easy for me to look at my circumstances, to look at the things around me, to look at other people's lives and get caught up and distracted by all of those things. But I want to see Jesus. I want to see him for who he is because I want to live in a place of wow and wonder. I don't ever want to take for granted that I have a relationship with Jesus. I don't ever want to take for granted that I somehow have figured him out. I want to live in awe of who he is. So how do we get to this place of experiencing and knowing Jesus? To know God, we must know Jesus. We have to look at the life of Jesus. Jesus said it so many times. If you've seen me, you've seen God. If you know me, if you know who I am, you know God. Hebrews 1:3 paints a beautiful picture of who Jesus is for us. He is the radiance of the glory of God and the exact imprint of his nature. The exact imprint of his nature. Jesus shines with an eternal radiance that pierces the darkness to reveal and manifest the blazing glory of the Godhead. Jesus is the ultimate expression of the nature and beauty of God. I love this word radiance. It's the light shining forth. Jesus is often referred to in the metaphorically as the sun, S-U-N, the sun. And we look at the sun and it's blinding radiance. But I also love this idea that radiance is, I work with these a lot in my day job, and that these projectors, these things we use all the time in churches all over the world to project images onto a screen. And what it does is the image rides on the light. Think about that. Jesus is the light of the world, the image of God riding on the light of the world to project who God is visibly to us. I also love this word imprint. The Greek word character is where we get this from. The exact reproduction, like an engraving or a stamp. He is the exact reproduction. If you know Jesus, if you see Jesus as you read the Gospels and you get to know him and understand what he was like and who he is, you're literally experiencing who God is. Jesus said to his own Father as he prayed, he said, I have manifested you to these people. I have demonstrated who you are. Jesus is the image of the invisible God. He made God visible to us so that we could see and know him. Because Jesus is God personified. Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. John 14:9. I have manifested your name to the people whom you gave me. John 17:6. Jesus said it to his disciples. Thomas said, Jesus, show us the Father. And he said, seriously, have I been with you so long that you're asking me to show you the Father? If you know me, if you see who I am, you have seen God. Jesus demonstrated God's identity. He revealed the only true God. And by showing us God's nature, power, and authority, he showed us that only God is perfect. And only God can be God. Jesus was God in the flesh, incarnate, in person. And in Jesus, God set himself apart from every other God. He brought definition to who God is in the person and the name of Jesus. Let that sink in. God expressed himself in his son, Jesus. And now when we look at Jesus, we see God. If we want to know the definition of God, there's a picture of Jesus. I think it's so easy for us to have these conversations with people where we're talking to them and we're like, do you believe in God? Oh yeah, of course I believe in God. Which God? I can't ask people that question anymore. Because people believe in all different gods, all kinds of gods. And it's an easy, no-brainer, casual answer. Do you believe in God? Of course I believe in God. I can't even ask people anymore, are you a Christian? Because people that don't know Jesus call themselves Christians. Why? Because they've identified to a social word. Yeah, I morally and in values, I relate to, like, you know, Christians, that life. I want to live a good life. I want to be good to people. And therefore, you know, I consider myself of the Christian faith. Or they're politically Christians. Yeah, I vote that way. I vote more conservatively. Therefore, I am Christian. No. We are Christians because we follow Jesus, the Christ. We are Christians. So when I ask people, do you believe in Jesus? I get a completely different response. Suddenly, I've given definition to God. Suddenly, I've said to them, I've narrowed the answer. Do you believe and follow Jesus? That pushes us out of any gray area instantly. And I'm instantly knowing exactly where they stand in relationship to God, Jesus, who is God. Isn't that something? So I challenge you, going forward, try it out. Do you believe in Jesus? Ask them. And you'll get a completely different response. I know people who will claim to be Christians and tell you that Jesus is not the only way to heaven. For those of us that know Jesus, have experienced Jesus, and have heard him say, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the only way to heaven. I am the only way to see the Father. Know that that is ridiculous to think that there are more than one way to heaven. And the only way is Jesus Christ. And so it's so interesting to bring this definition. And what God did was he defined himself in Jesus Christ. And then he exalted that name to the highest place above every other name. That way, there would be no confusion about who God is. There would be no confusion about who God is. I want to cut through this postmodern and post-truth descriptive of who God is and what it means to be a Christian. I want to see our eyes opened to clearly see the truth, the real truth, that only in knowing Jesus can you know God. And I want to see a revelation of Jesus Christ run through this city, run through this church that is called Mainspring, in this city called Phoenix, in Cave Creek. And I want to see this revelation come through so powerfully that people are getting their eyes open to who Jesus is. And they become so captivated by him that they can't see anything else. I want this church, I want my life to be one where people step back and go, wow, wow, look what Jesus did. That is miraculous. That can only be Jesus. And they too, not just me, but they too are filled with the wonder of who God is. Wouldn't that be miraculous? Wouldn't that be amazing? People want to hear this. I'll leave you with a great story. I was talking to someone that I work with. And she was asking me about our church. And she was saying, you know, I have some questions for you. And I said, well, great. I'd love to answer them. And she said, this is amazing that you're starting a church. I can't believe that you're doing this. And she said, so I have some questions. She's like, are you a part of any denomination? Oh, this is sticky stuff instantly, you know? I'm like, no, we're not a part of any denomination. We're non-denominational. Well, you are a Christian. Oh, yes. 100%. We follow Jesus. We are all about Jesus. Everything we are is about Jesus, that he will come to have first place in everything. So when I say I'm a Christian, I mean I am a follower of Christ. Okay, that's really, really cool. So what are you guys about? And so I went into this that I've just been talking about, and I said to her, I said, you know, look, if I ask you, do you believe in God? You'll say yes. But you could believe in any God. But if I ask you, do you believe in Jesus? I've defined the thing. I have drawn a line in the sand that you have to decide which side you're on. I said, look, we only believe in Jesus as the one true God, as the Son of the living God who came and showed us God. And his spirit, That Godhead, the Father, the Son, and the Spirit, all wrapped up and the fullness of that dwelling in Jesus Christ. We want Jesus to have first place in everything so that when people come into Mainspring, they will say, they follow Jesus, the exalted King. She looks at me and she says, I have chills. I have goosebumps right now. And I said to her, that is a manifestation of the presence of God in this conversation to let you know that what I'm saying to you is true. And it changed how she looked at what she believed. People aren't filled with the wow and the wonder of Jesus anymore. He's just a good guy that did some good things and kind of acted like Gandhi sometimes. No, he's more than that. He's so much more than that. And I believe that we are stepping into a season as people and as a church, and I hope as churches across this planet, where we are just going wow all the time and filled with the wonder of who Jesus is, so captivated by him that he holds our preoccupation and he becomes our occupation. Let's pursue this Jesus so that we can see the wow and the wonder of who he is.